Hello, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McKee. I'm so excited to have you join me each week as we explore a variety of topics around life in the greater Palm Springs area. From real estate market updates to lifestyle topics, interesting people, food and entertainment, we keep it authentic and fun. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Jennifer McKee Realtor on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to keep up to date on everything happening in the Coachella Valley. Also, be sure to go to Apple Podcasts and like and leave a review for this show. I really appreciate it. And now, without further ado, let's go to this week's show. So have you ever wondered how important social media is to your business or your career, your work, your jobs? Well, I have Ryan here again with me today, and we are in a conversation about social media and the importance of it. In fact, we interviewed a local teenager, Faith Betancourt, and she is a TikTok star. So that's a social media platform that a lot of adults are just now maybe, you know, tiptoeing into, and a lot of adults are thinking, no, that's just a teenager app. I think that's what we used to think of Instagram back in the day, and now even Facebook back in the day, actually. And so it's very insightful to hear about TikTok and that newer platform, because I think there's a lot of adults that are just finally feeling comfortable on Facebook. A lot of people wonder, why should you have a social media presence? For your business, for your career, things like that, more than just connecting with family and friends. And I think more and more, it's vital that you have that. So I know that I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram. I started a TikTok account. Ryan, you started a TikTok account recently.
Yeah, and I joked with Faith about that a little bit in the interview, but my hope is to eventually become TikTok famous and go viral. I'm experimenting with it to kind of get more familiar with the platform. I mean, I've never been like a early adopter, but I try really hard to keep my finger on the pulse of everything that's going on out there, just so I can know, and when I have conversations with people, like why Instagram works a certain way, why Facebook works a certain way. I don't have like huge followings or anything like that, because I'm not really working that, but I feel like I have a really good sense of how each platform operates and the kind of marketing people should be doing on those platforms. I have a pretty good idea of how that works because I stay up to date on that stuff.
That's true.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, I still have very mixed feelings about all of it, because there's a part of me, especially being a Gen Xer, I'm old enough to remember life before the internet. I know that there's so many people that are out there who have been very successful, who have never had to build their careers on social media platforms or on the internet. And so there's still a big group of those people that are out there having conversations. And then you have the entire rest of the world that's moving to that. And if you are not in those platforms, you are increasingly irrelevant from a business standpoint. So there's a part of me that's like fantasizes about being done with all of it and running off to my cabin in the woods and being alone and never having to be on social media ever again. And then there's another part of me that's like, oh, I'm going to go hard and crush it and become a huge Instagram influencer and build my brands and businesses on there. And then the next day I want to quit everything and go in a sailboat and run away. And
I can relate a little bit.
It's exhausting.
It almost feels like a full-time job sometimes, or when you're doing it right, to have great content, engaging content on a regular basis on all of the platforms, because each platform is different and looking for a different type of content. And I know that as a realtor, it's been very important for me to be active on social media. And I think that a lot of realtors and business people in general really just need to be on there. And more than just like a business page, there's so many, I see so many realtors, so many teams where they have a page and they think that's good enough. It's just, it's almost like a digital mailer that they're putting out, because they're the old school mailers that you send out, the old school postcards or whatever it is. They're making their maybe Facebook business page like that. But you have to do more than just throw up a page and have your business information on there. I think having an active social media presence as for me as a realtor is all about branding. You know, they say in business, it's people will work with you if they know you, like you, trust you. And if you're just throwing up a business page with just your information, how am I going to know you, like you, trust you? Or if you're just sending out a postcard and I get it in the mailbox, I may see your face everywhere, all over town or whatever, but I don't know you like
about you,
or trust you. And so that is my goal on social media. People can get to know me through video, through the content I'm putting up there. They can decide if they like me or not, and then they can decide if they trust me or not. And it's and I think that is vital and even going to be more important for realtors, for businesses. I think it'll determine who succeeds and who doesn't, really.
Well, especially here in the future. I mean, 20 years ago, as people moved from print newsletters and marketing mailers and all that stuff to, you know, Google advertising and building an internet presence, you know, that was considered sort of revolutionary. And now here we are 20 years later. And in many ways, Google is almost, it's not obsolete because it's still very powerful, but anyone,
you can't put all your eggs in that.
Yeah,
one
anyone who's
anymore.
Anyone in marketing will tell you that the way Google is working on a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's becoming increasingly more irrelevant in terms of people finding you, and everyone's moving to social. So there's a lot of realtors out there that are still kind of doing things old school, and they're having success. So they don't really see the point in trying to switch over. But within a number of years, they're going to find themselves in a really big bad situation because people aren't going to find their listings. They're not going to find anything about them personally, and they're not going to trust them. They don't know
well,
them.
Well, so. There are some realtors and businesses that would say, I am utilizing social media. I have ads. It's not about the ads. It's not about pushing content to people. It's about drawing people into you, into your world, and to get to know you like you trust you. And just if I'm putting an ad out, which I'm not saying that ads are a bad thing. Ads are great. That can't be the only thing you're doing on social media. If you're just putting ads out or just throwing up your listing as a realtor, if I'm just throwing up my newest listing or my newest sold, that's going to be white noise to people. That's not going to get you to know me, like me, trust me, and want to do business with me. So I try to really engage people and start conversations, give helpful information, give personal, you know, insight into my life and how I do business. And I think that there are people who are doing it really well that I'm watching how they do it and learning all the time, trying to hone it and in on it and get better. But you have to be active on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, you know, now on TikTok. What else? Twitter, I don't know. But yeah,
it's tough. I mean, and ultimately it's the customer who determines, you know, if that's their preferred method of communication, that's where you need to be. If you know, and in many cases you send out mailers, you send out, you know, newspaper ads, other marketing materials, because there's a lot of your customers that still want to find you that way. So you still do it. But a lot of the boomers and people who are getting older, you have new, older Gen Xers and people that are, you know, much more active online. That's where they're going to begin to find their listings and find their real estate agents and their pizza places and their barber shops. And it's going to be through social media. It's not through nobody picks up the Yellow Pages anymore and just looks for the biggest ad.
Right.
They look online at Yelp reviews. They look online at all kinds of different places and they go, oh, this person's got a bunch of stuff. This restaurant looks really good. Let's check out, their Instagram page, or let's check out their Facebook page. And so, you know, it's all about where people are finding out about you. You have to be
right. And it's more than stats. It's more than looking on Instagram or Facebook and checking out how many homes someone sold or how successful they are. It's not about that. It's about getting to know who I want to work with. Who do I trust to walk me through an important life decision or even, you know, I talk a lot about real estate because that's what I'm in and that's what I know. But even in business or in other businesses, I want to know who I'm working with. I want to know even like the restaurants we go to. I like to go to the locally owned restaurants, or even if it's not locally owned, where we know, you know, the manager or whatever, you get to know people and you want to give them your business.
And not to belabor this point too much here, but I mean, I think one thing that is really important, especially with real estate agents or salespeople in general, whether it's a car salesman or whatever, I mean, one of the big things that I think I noticed that you get frustrated with are other agents who never return phone calls or text messages or they're just really bad at communication.
This could be a whole podcast, just that.
So if you go on their social media and you see that, you know, they don't engage, maybe they just put stuff out there, but people comment and they don't comment back, or they don't engage with people in their posts, especially in a timely manner, it gives you a hint of like, you know what, this person's probably not on it. They must be out golfing a lot. They're doing other stuff. If they can't even take the 2 seconds to get on their phone and respond back to somebody, that could be a clue that like there's probably a pattern here that I need to be aware of. If I'm looking for someone who's going to be fighting for me, and some of these deals can get very complicated, you need answers quickly, and this person's not quick to respond.
I think that's definitely the hardest part of being a realtor, is working with other realtors that either don't communicate or don't answer their phone or emails, that aren't working as hard as I am to get the job done, or maybe they aren't honest or motivated or just plain ornery and rude. I've worked with some. There are some great agents out there that I've worked with, and it makes me want to work with them over and over again, because I know that I can trust them and we can get the deal done in a timely manner, and they're going to answer the phone and be responsive. But definitely the hardest part of my job is doing that. All that being said, it's vital you have an active social media presence, and not just having a social media presence, a really good one.
Yeah, and engaging, you know, engaging. Really engaging with people. And even like with TikTok, I mean, right now, we kind of talked about this with Faith, you know, it's sort of started out as a music app, and it's kind of now turned into this sort of dancing sort of fun thing. Well, I mean, who wants to get on TikTok and see their real estate agent, you know, dancing to the shuffle or something? You're looking for professionals. The app is beginning to transform as older people get on, other folks get into the app and try new things. And it's not just becoming like a 13, 14, 15-year-old dancing app. It's now I see like English teachers on there and scientists on there, and they're doing kind of their specialty thing. It's actually a really engaging app. And the cool thing about TikTok's algorithms is it's really, really good at finding out like what you like. So you can get drawn into it really quickly, because it'll be like showing you content that you find really engaging and interesting. It's almost like a Pinteresty kind of addictive sort of app.
Well, I think it really is. And I think it's kind of like, I think of Instagram, even though there's a lot of video happening on Instagram, really it was a picture site. It was something where Facebook was all about, you know, writing out.
It was about people and engagement.
And talking and conversation. Instagram was more about posting photos and things like that. I think that TikTok it's all about video, right? Not that there's not video and pictures on Facebook and video on Instagram, but TikTok, that's what it is. It's all about video, and video is where everything's moving. So I think it's important to learn about TikTok and get your foot in the door a little bit and see what it's all about. And Faith is here to tell us about it. Hi, Faith. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm super excited.
Yay. So, okay. The reason we wanted to talk to you is because we love to talk to people in the desert that we find interesting. We find you interesting, especially as 40-somethings. I won't say my exact age. You're how old? How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
Okay. So as a 16-year-old, you are a TikTok, I don't know what do they call, I know on Instagram they call them like influencers. Like what would you, is that what it is on TikTok?
They're also called influencers or creators.
Oh, okay, TikTok creators. And we just want to talk to you about that because I just downloaded the TikTok app last week. So I'm cool. I'm hip.
I've got 2 TikToks out right now that I'm expecting to blow up at any moment, and I'll become
Oh, I've seen them. They're very iconic.
Yeah. They're great. He's hoping for going viral, so we'll see.
It's a matter of time.
So when did you, tell me a little bit about your journey with TikTok. When did you create your account, and what were your expectations? And
Well, before it was TikTok, it was actually an app called Musical.ly. And I had that back in middle school. And then I deleted it for like a couple of months and I didn't use it. And then that's when it turned into TikTok. And so I think it was the beginning or the middle of my freshman year. So that would have been, I'm going to be a junior now. So like 2 years ago, I re-downloaded it and I was just posting to have fun. And then specifically last December as a sophomore, I was like having a crush on this guy. And so I was making these videos, not saying anything, but just like my emotions, and they started to blow up. And I was like, hey, like this could be something. And so it all started with a crush on a guy.
That is funny. I did not know that. That is great. So does this guy know that it was about him?
No, he's like way older than me. And that's why I posted it on TikTok, because there's no way I could ever tell him.
When you were on Musical.ly before it became TikTok, I mean, was it just like in terms of followers, just friends and stuff? Did you have like a big number of people already following you or?
No, it was actually in the beginning it was just friends, but then I had about 35,000 before I deleted it. So wow. 35,000 people.
That's a lot.
But now you're up to what, 330,000 or something?
Yeah, last time I checked I think it was 331,000.
Wow. Crazy.
And so are you doing anything to try to build that following or just posting regularly?
I just post regularly. I know that my sad videos or my Christian videos get more likes and follows, so I tend to do more of those, but I mainly just post to have fun, and then whatever happens kind of happens.
So when you're posting or you're coming up with an idea, do you think about it long and hard before, or do you just kind of grab your phone and go, what should I do?
It kind of depends. Sometimes I'll like practice in my mirror what I'm going to say before I record it. And other times I just take out my phone and I'm like, okay, let's do this.
That's awesome. So when you're doing these sad videos, you're pretty happy.
I actually am a very happy person.
So it's just like a persona.
Some of it is acting. Most of what I say is true. It's like from past relationships or past experiences, but
okay.
I tend to be more sad on my TikToks than I am in person.
Gotcha.
During the quarantine, TikTok has kind of just blown up. Like it's become something that everybody's on now. I mean,
yeah.
When you look at like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all the different apps that are out there, why should people care about TikTok? I mean, what do you think it is about that app? And do you think it's something, you know, there's a lot of these social media guys that are like, everybody needs to be on TikTok because it's where it's happening. Is it just popular, or do you think that there's something else going on that really makes it exciting?
It definitely gives you something to do, that's for sure. I can spend hours on TikTok. Depending, like there's different sides of TikTok. There's like a right side and then another side. I don't get that. But like TikTok is pretty toxic, just like any other social media app. It has the opportunity to cause more harm than good. But lately, depending on like videos that you like as a person, that's what your For You page is made up of. And so I'm always liking these Christian videos and these inspirational videos. And so if you're looking to be inspired and you're looking to have a changed heart, then all you have to do is like those videos that will do that for you. And that's just what will come up on your feed. And then TikTok has the opportunity to actually do more good than harm in that way. And so I think, especially during quarantine, I've seen a lot more Christian creators because we can't go to church. And so they're using their platform to create a church. I actually created a church on my TikTok platform. And so I feel like TikTok is kind of shaping into what it was always meant to be, and it was always meant to inspire creators rather than tear them down.
Wow.
That's cool.
I never even thought about that. That's really interesting. So when you do your, like you create your church, basically, are you doing like a, did they do live on TikTok or?
Yeah, they do live. I know I personally have been banned a couple of times because I've been playing Christian music in the background or I'm sharing the word of God. And so I've been banned from going live, but then I have my Instagram hooked up to my TikTok. And so I just go live on there. I don't let that stop me, but like my videos that I post about God on TikTok, they're perfectly fine. But if I go live, then sometimes I get in trouble. It's just
interesting.
Weird.
So when you kind of started blowing up on TikTok, what did your friends? I mean, because you're just coming out of your junior year, right?
I'm going into junior year though.
Oh, you're going into your junior year. Okay. What did your friends in your high school and youth group and all that think? Did they give you a hard time? Did they even know?
They knew because I obviously like to boast about it because it's super cool. But I would say I got a pretty hard time. I was made fun of, especially at school. Like, people just made fun of me, called me TikTok girl, or would like watch my videos and make fun of it. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I literally have likes. Like, this doesn't bother me. And then at youth group, it's not that they made fun of me, but they were always like, oh, Faith posted another TikTok, something like goofy like that. But I never like took it to heart. I'm just thinking to myself, like, I'm the one with followers. I don't care what you guys say.
That's a great mindset. I love that. Do you, I know just enough to be dangerous and about TikToks. So I hear all about hashtags and that's how you get your videos with more views. And do you work that system?
I was working it for a while. I would use all the latest, like the most popular hashtags, and those would apparently get you on the For You page. But lately I started noticing that when I don't actually use those hashtags, I get more likes. And so
really?
I don't know what their system is, but I think it really just depends on the type of content you create and publish. There are definitely times where I see these videos and they have so many likes and I never understand why. And then I look at the hashtags and they have all the hashtags. But there are other times where I see these videos that don't even have a caption and have like hundred thousands of likes. And so I really just think it depends on the content.
So based on that, what do you think, like, for a early 40s father figure who's now on TikTok, what kind of a strategy for people sort of, you know, new TikTokers, content creators kind of thing? What's your advice for people? Like, how do you, is it consistency? Is it following the trends and some of the hashtag trends that are popular? Or is it just do your thing, find your group, and it'll blow up eventually if you're just, you know, posting every single day or something? What have you found to be true?
I honestly think it's different for everyone because I know that I don't really keep up with the trends. Like, I see them all the time and I like them, but I never do them because most of the trends are dancing and I just can't dance. So I just stick to doing my own content and I've grown really well. But then I see other creators that when they post their own content, it doesn't do good. But when they do the trends, like, they get so much clout. And so I think TikTok doesn't really have a system, to be honest. It's just all whack. And whatever happens, happens on that app. And so, like, many people have asked me, like, how do you get famous? And I'm honestly, like, I have no idea how it happens.
It would happen by accident for you.
But are you now taking this and moving it to other platforms? Are you doing other stuff on, like, Instagram and YouTube and other things? Or is it just on TikTok?
Yeah, are you trying to bring your followers to different
places? Yeah, I definitely am. I started a YouTube channel where I post, like, Bible studies and sermons and stuff like that for the... I have a lot of fans on TikTok that are Christian and want to hear more about Jesus. So I turn them over there. And then I've connected my Instagram to TikTok, but I don't really do much on Instagram. Every now and then I'll post, but it's not a big thing for me.
And what? And you're probably like, don't even know what Facebook is.
Well, yeah, no, I don't have it.
Oh, I envy that because, yeah, for all of us that are over 30, Facebook has become like a thorn in the side. We all have to be on it for like networking, but we all hate using it because it's just so toxic. Yeah.
So true. That's where you go to argue.
Well, and the thing with TikTok that I think is interesting is it's a lot like all these other apps is they kind of start out with one sort of purpose, and then as more users get on it, it begins to kind of change and it'll shift. And so people look at it now as like a dancing app and they think it's kind of silly, but it's one of those things where you go, within 6 months or a year, TikTok could become very, you know, powerful as far as like as a marketing tool for businesses and for people. But the earlier you can get on, you know, the sooner you can kind of build some of that relationship and networking on there. So yeah, I don't know. It's funny kind of watching people dismiss it and make fun of it, but it's already, I think, the fastest growing in terms of, I've seen some of the charts where they're like, by this point, you know, Facebook was at this many users. TikTok is like two or three times that. I mean, it's just exploding in use.
It's crazy. Do you... Someone said that you have merchandise. So tell me about that.
I do have merchandise. I use this website called bonfire.com, and I had fans. I don't see them as fans. I see them as friends, but that's a whole different thing. But they were telling me that they wanted me to create merch. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not that famous, quote unquote. And I honestly don't know how it works. And then someone sent me the website and I looked into it. And all you have to do is create the merch. And the website does everything for you. They sell it, or not, they don't sell it, they ship it, and it's their t-shirts and like their company. And so I get a little bit of the profit. They get most of it because they're pretty much doing all the work. And so I ended up creating merch. And my big thing lately is simply just to share the word of God. And that's what most of my videos are. And so my merchandise, pretty much all of it is all about God. And it's like faith over fear, or your story for his glory. And then I do call my fans or friends, I call them like my little chicken nuggets, because I love chicken nuggets. And they're like, I love that so much. And so then I have like a chicken nugget merch. It's a whole thing.
That's so funny. I love it. That's crazy. So my teenage sons were telling me, you got to get on TikTok, Mom. Like, there's all these realtors on there. So that's, well, I downloaded the app and got a profile just so I could keep track of my kids and see what they're doing, and then all my kids' friends. And then I was like, man, maybe I start, you know, using it for real estate purposes or doing home tours or whatever. But it's amazing, because at first I thought it was just a dance app,
right?
Like for dancing. And I was like, I'm not a dancer. That's not going to happen. But it's amazing how you can find anything on TikTok. It's ridiculous.
Really, though.
No, it's crazy. So what's kind of your next step with it? Are you just, you're going into your junior year?
Yeah.
When I was your age, I mean, I was working part-time at Dairy Queen. You sell merchandise
on TikTok.
So like, what's your kind of next plan? Are you just sort of day by day seeing how this thing unfolds?
I'm definitely just seeing how it unfolds. I remember I was in chapel one day. I go to a Christian school, so we have chapel. And my chaplain looked at me and he was like, we have a famous TikToker in the house. And then he got really serious and he was like, Faith, God gave you a platform, and so I want you to use it for his glory. Like, these are not your fans, they're here for Jesus. And ever since then, like, it's hit me, like, they're not here for me, they're here for God, and God gave them to me. And so everything that I do, I want it to be for God. And so whatever happens, that's kind of my mindset. If I lose followers, it's fine. If I gain followers, that's great. So whatever I do daily, I'm doing it for God. And so my platform, it's for him. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where this is going to lead me, but I'm holding God's hand through it all. And I'm just going to listen to him.
I love that. So one question that I wanted to ask and is about your consistency. Do you feel like you should be posting every day to really reach your friends and followers to be able to share your message? Or do you just go by what you feel in your heart with what needs to be said that day or any day? Or do you go days without posting?
I've definitely gone days without posting. I don't normally go weeks. That's because I'm honestly really addicted to TikTok. But most of my videos, yeah, they pretty much have purpose. And so it's whatever I feel needs to be shared that day, or words that Jesus has laid on my heart. And so most of my videos are meant to inspire and teach my followers or my fans whatever I'm going through or whatever I know that they're going through. And so yeah, most of my videos are whatever I feel that day needs to be said.
It's been really cool watching this whole thing kind of unfold, and your part, you know, watching the app unfold and grow, and watching your piece in it too. So it's been fun to really see just your influence there. And, you know, we're kind of watching it from afar, but to see like, hey, I know this person and I'm getting to see her kind of ride this wave. It's really kind of cool. So
very fun. And we're excited just to continue to watch content now that I'm hip and have TikTok. And the kids were always like, Faith, you know, talking about it, I'm like, TikTok, what is that? Now I know. And it's great. I love what you're doing. And I love that the valley is just so so full of interesting people with interesting stories. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
So Ryan, what was your biggest takeaway from Faith's interview? Do you feel like you have what it takes to be a TikTok star?
No. I don't think that that's clearly going to happen at this point, but...
You could do emotional videos about heartbreak and I have an idea. What about middle-aged men going through midlife crisis? You could do like these poor me.
So that would just be a diary, basically. That's what my YouTube channel is. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's an interesting app to keep an eye on. But like we said at the beginning, you know, you've got a lot of these different platforms. And all of them have changed over time. And so it's interesting kind of seeing their metamorphosis and what they've turned into. So it's going to be wild to see what TikTok becomes. But it does get overwhelming where it's like it's now one more app for me to have to try to learn and manage. And it takes a lot of time to... You have to spend a lot of time on the app learning about what people are looking at. You know, and then you got to create the content and you got to try different things. But I feel like... I'm still sort of torn between throw it all away and just be done with the internet and then no, like this is worth it. Let's deep dive and go for it and build stuff and make stuff because it is a creative outlet and it's fun, but you just also are dealing with this constant feeling of like, I'm never doing enough.
I agree.
Overwhelming.
Well, and I think that I envy people on social media when they're like, I'm taking a hiatus. I'm deleting this app from my phone for weeks or days or months or whatever it is. Text me if you need me. And I'm like, what would that be like? I wish I could get to that point, but really it's such a vital tool for me and my business and all of that, that I would never do that. But there's a part of you that daydreams.
And I do love the engagement that you get with people. I mean,
I do
it's
too.
Fun that, you know, friends and family, and then even just new networking opportunities and people we've met, you know, say here in the Valley or, you know, friends of yours that I've got connected to through Facebook or in different places. And so then you build a relationship and then you meet each other and it's like, oh yeah, we've been chatting on Facebook for a while. So, I mean, it's kind of a reverse from what a lot of us grew up with, which was meeting people kind of in the neighborhood and then you would connect online. Now I'm actually connecting online and then eventually meeting people in real life. So it's kind of this kind of cool flip. But social media is one of those things, I think, for a lot of people, especially a lot of your clients, it feels very overwhelming because they tend to skew slightly older sometimes, you know, maybe in the 55 plus, they didn't grow up with this. Many of them still struggle to even figure out how to use their map on their phone, like to try to give directions. I mean, mm-hmm. It's still a lot of technology is very overwhelming. So social media sort of feels like it's just too much. It's one more thing I can't keep up with. I'll stick with my landlines and my, my paper maps or whatever. And I get it. I totally get it. But unfortunately, it is the way that the world's moving, and those who can adapt and work in that arena are the ones that are going to, survive and thrive. So
definitely. Well, we've given you guys a lot to think about, so challenge you to get on TikTok and make some dance videos. Tag us in them. Anyway, until next time, thanks, guys.